Jaded Phantom, you're up next.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Who you think you're kidding? Easier than having to, you try and keep it hidden. Honey, we can see
that. Oh, no. I will say I'm in love. I thought my heart had learned its lesson. It feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
And that was Faded Phantom with God, Heaven forbid me from shooting myself.
The
or
new
anybody.
Reflection.
Yeah, which we haven't heard of actually. We haven't
because
had,
everyone's
haven't
scared long. To do it, so they all did this instead, thinking, "Oh, no, 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 dude, I won't say in love, I'm in love."
It felt a little too happy for me in the intro. I don't know if y'all felt that as well or
I have
not.
A note on that.
Okay. And okay, I have your own note, your first oh no, your no is off or it's pitchy, and I'm gonna just say the one I have for the rest of them. Either your oh no's are pitchy or they're too high for you. Like, some of them don't really work and some of them do. Some of your emotion wasn't really fitting for the song, but it did as the song went on. Okay, I think the song might have been a little too high for you personally. I mean, you had the energy for sure. That was one of my notes too. You do have the energy for this song, but I felt it was a little too high for you, or you just couldn't reach some of them notes. And I do love the slow ending part, and that's all I have.
Okay, so to me?
Mm-hmm.
You made Meg sound like a teeny bopper cheerleader.
Oh, God.
From Lone Star.
Like, she was so happy, and Meg is not a happy person. Meg is very,
she's
like,
pissy.
Angsty and, like, you know, shopping at Hot Topic. You were, like, shopping at, like, Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm sorry.
Ew.
Like, no, you,
no,
were,
Limited
you went
Limited
straight
two.
To Limited and Express right here.
Do you have a problem with that? I shop at the... Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Stop, Jeffers.
Thank you for proving my point, Jeffers. Kidding, kidding. No, it was just so... high, and I think he made it higher than it needed to be. I think that was the problem here, is I think the song is actually a bit lower than what you were doing with it. You had, like, this weird voice going on that was Teeny Bopper Cheerleader. Your O's and your No's started on pitch for, like, half a second, and then they went askew off pitch, and it was almost every single one of them. Like, it started right, and then by the end of it was way wrong. It wasn't chest voice enough. That's. I felt like you were singing a lot from your nose in this. Like, a lot from your nose. I don't know. This, I'm kind of disappointed, Faded. I feel like I was I feel like this is a note overall. I'm really disappointed tonight. Like, I feel like I was anticipating people being, like, epic tonight, and I've only gotten, like, maybe two epic people the entire night. And it's really disappointing because we're already, like, up to, like, I think this is 18 or 19.
19.
This is 19 already. But I feel like I had high hopes for a couple people tonight, and you guys let me down. That makes me a sad panda. I'll drown myself in happy juice later on. Go, Jeffers.
Okay, Faded Phantom, my Lone Star duetting partner from Lone Star. Yeah. What do you mean? Mm-hmm.
No, that sounded cute, the way you said that. No, you had like a Texan accent or something. Like,
You like my Texan accent?
Because
I'm trying so hard. Faded, I thought you had great energy, but not quite the right ones for the song, like the other two said. Yeah, too happy, which is you, but not particularly great for the song. They pretty much took most of my notes. For me, more than the oh no's, like your transitions after that, you know, the part where like da 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 da, you know that part? The end of the O's were kind of jumpy and rough for me. Like she was kind of like, it wasn't as smooth as it could have been. That was my biggest note. But other than that, it was all right. It's kind of like middle ground for me. And there's silence, which is odd for tonight.
I want to go to sleep.
Okay, ending this now.
Snow Fender, take it away.
What I love most about rivers is you can't stop in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend, waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free. Don't know what for, what I dream might send just around the river bend for me, coming for me. I feel it there beyond those trees or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming for a handsome sturdy husband who builds handsome sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming just around the river bend? Just around the river bend, I look once more. Just around the river bend, beyond the shore, somewhere past the sea. Don't know what for. Why do all my dreams extend just around the river bend? Just around the river bend. Should I choose the smoothest curve? Steady as the beating drum, should I marry Coco Wong? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver, just around?
Finally, we got a Pocahontas. Finally, it took us long enough to get
this
point.
No
more. I was wondering where she was going to show up.
No more Hercules and, Hercules.
You don't know about anything. I know what's coming up because, like I said, I checked the songs to make sure that they worked. So I know what's coming up, but they don't know what's coming up. I made that sacrifice, but I'm okay with knowing what's coming up. Because now I, like, lord over them. I was like, oh, I know, I'm all powerful, but not really. So, first of all, the thing about this backing track is... Okay, story time. When I was little, I used to love the Pocahontas Sega Genesis video game. so, so much. Like, I played that, like, crazy. This backing track sounded like the backing track from the video game. It even had a melody line in it, which I mentioned this before, is I hate backing tracks that have melody lines in it, because then it makes you either have to deviate from the melody line and sound like you're mistaken, or stay so true to the melody line that you can't be yourself. And a little bit of both happened here. Especially towards the end, you were kind of deviating a little bit from the melody track, and it sounded like you were wrong, because the melody track was like, nope, 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 you're not singing right with me. You're not singing right. So, yes, I did not like the backing track with it. You got flat a lot for me. I don't have any specific notes, because at first the note was a little flat from time to time, but then I changed it to flat a lot. It was just like random notes all throughout that just weren't right. And there was one point when the lyrics I felt were wrong. I don't know where it was, because I didn't write it down, because I'm not mentally stable right now. I haven't been up past midnight in 2 weeks, and it's almost 2 a.m. right now. I'm losing it. Someone else go, please.
Snowfender, Pocahontas, you made me happy, because we need more Pocahontas, and I'm trying to speed up my talking, but still make it understandable.
I can nap while I'm talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Ambi on the backtrack. It wasn't a good choice. But getting on to your actual singing, I thought you had a really nice voice for Pocahontas. Like her, like, I don't know, her texture and its slight roughness. I thought you sounded really pretty on the song, Snowfender, and you had pretty good good energy in the faster parts. For me, it was just a note here and there off in the faster upbeat parts. But when the song slowed down, between the backtrack with the melody line, and I think you were flat here pretty often in the slower parts, it kind of fell down. But like, I thought it was, I really liked the first part where it was fast. The end just kind of like, it wasn't so good for me. But like overall, it's again middle ground for me.
Think that where you said, like, how I said before that I had, like, a note that was a little flat here and there, and then I changed it to flat a lot. I changed to flat a lot in the slow part. That was
because, like, I thought she was doing pretty good. Until she was doing good in the fast part, but, like, the slow part was not good.
Yeah, and it just went downhill.
It was half-half for me, Snowfender. If only you could have, like, chopped the song right off and not do
that. There are so many people in the middle ground tonight that...
It's hard.
It's totally fine right now. Okay, Zell, go.
Was I the only one who heard the background noise in the beginning?
Yes.
To be honest, I'm trying to go fast, so I'm, like, starting it while people are talking, so.
Okay, well, I heard background noises in the beginning, and I listened twice to double check. Some of your notes at the end were held oddly. The music became too loud in some parts. You say the word, I don't know if you have an accent, I can't remember if you have an accent or not, but the way you said bend, it came off weird when it was at the end of the sentence, the song line, and your last the was off, like when you held it real long at the end. I think it was flat, and that's all I really have.
Okay, are we all done?
I believe so, yes, done.
Coming up next, we have Sharp Cookies.
Ariel, are you okay? If only I could make him understand. I just don't see the way he does. I don't see how a world that can make such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. plenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling around down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? But you on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready. My questions and get some answers, like what's a fire and how does it, what's the word burn, when's it my turn, wouldn't I love to explore that shore up above, out of the sea. Wish I of that world.
And that was Sharp Cookies with Part of Your World, another double. But again, the other one was
not a foursie.
Yeah, and again, like Captain of Squad Zero's one, the other double was so early in the episode. It's more refreshing to hear it now. But I thought the monologue was a nice touch at the beginning. It helped set yours apart from Mary Feathers. My general note is watch the peaking on the louder lines. It's not as bad as I've heard you on some other songs, but still, Cookies, try and watch the peaking in for future. I actually like this a lot for you. It's one of the better things I've heard you do lately. You had nice levels. The softer parts I really liked. I heard a mic sound after the flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Right after the fire, I heard like a dull ba-dunk. Like, you know, when you move your mic.
I love that.
When you move your mic a bit. And there was one part in State when she's going up, staying all there in the sun, wandering free. Those two lines slightly overlapped, so it sounded like you could tell it was recorded in takes, so that kind of threw me off. But other than that, I like this, Cookies. It had some parts that were a little off, but overall, I liked it. I feel like if you added reverb, it would help your songs a lot, because your mic is kind of
harsh.
It makes you sound really sharp. not like musically sharp, but like it really like stands out. It doesn't blend with the backtrack very good. So I think if you add like a reverb or something, it would really help you a lot. But I like this generally, Cookies. Good job. Though,
I'm gonna say I enjoyed this. I loved your little flounder. I was like, oh. I felt a build of energy, which was good. And at first, I thought you had good energy, but was your emotion there? One of your mores peaked, or it hurt my ears. And then here it was. There it is. You had the energy and the emotion. There were somewhere like it sounded like you took a take, but it might have been just a breath. Above all, it felt a little babbly to me. Overall, your energy and emotion was there, but you did have some iffy notes every now and then. But overall, I did enjoy this, and I loved your flounder. Ambi?
Yeah, I liked it too. I adored flounder, but I didn't adore your clicks with flounder. There were a couple of my mouse clicks in there. Put the mouse down while you're recording. Just put it down. It's okay. Like 5 minutes without the mouse, it's okay. I liked the little acting in the beginning. It was a nice touch to it. I heard puffs a couple of times in this. I don't know if they were puffs or if they were mic jumbles. I heard them mainly towards the middle of the song, and then when I didn't hear them towards the end, you started topping. But I figured out that I just turned my volume down, and it wasn't as unbalanced. I feel like you might be slightly deaf, because that probably sounds so horrible.
No.
It felt like you mixed the whole thing too loud. Everything in it, like you put the music too loud, so to compensate, rather than bring the music down, you just up the vocals to match the loud music, when you should have just brought everything down to a more manageable level together, because anytime that you up the vocals, that's when you start getting into that topping danger zone.
That's a very good point.
All I did was I just turned my volume down a little bit, and it kind of fixed it. But then when we started talking in here, I realized how low my volume was on my computer, and I had to crank it back up again when I was in here, and then when I went back to the next song. So I think what you need to do is you need to find where, the normal level is on your computer, and make sure that when you're mixing, that is where your computer is set to, and mix your levels based on that. Because you might have had your volume down super low when you were mixing it and you didn't realize it, and that's why you compensated by mixing it really, really loud. So that's what it felt like for me, because I didn't really have many issues with your singing or your performance. I thought they were pretty good, but all my issues were with your polishing and your mixing levels, because there were puffs and the mixing levels were insane.
Yeah, but if your mixing was better, it would really,
No, but I do know what Ambi's talking about, because I do have that problem myself with the mixing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
Wrapping this one up. Nice.
Next.